This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, dear friends. We have an amazing presentation now this morning from the Sefer Pnine Kedem. We're going to try to do 10 sharp Divrei Torah from the Sefer Pnine Kedem. And before we do that, I have some great news. This coming Friday is Pesach Sheni, and it is generally the day that the Yahrzeit of Rabbi Meir is commemorated, so make sure you're well-equipped for Pesach Sheni and the Yom HaDehilula of Rav Meir, with all of your Rav Meir Svara, make sure you have in Lashon HaKodesh, Alakad Meir Anini. It's available at rabbidg.com. It's available in English, Rabbi Meir Balanes and the Eternal Children of Hashem. It's available in Yiddish. Let me see that. Rav Meir Balanes and the Eibige Kinder von Hashem Yisbarach. It's available in Spanish. And in 38 minutes, it will be available in pocket size. This way you could take Rav Meir with you wherever you go. Okay, if anybody wants to participate in upcoming publications, please contact us. V'tavi aleichem bracha. Okay, 10 sharp divrei Torah on Parshas Emor. The pasuk says, Ki yim l'sheiroi ha-karoi ve'elav le'imai u'liaviv. It's very interesting, points out Rav Meir Yechiel of Oistreitz, the Baal Mechaber Sefer Or Torah. Why by Koyin Hedyot does it say the mother first, Le'imai u'liaviv, and by the Koyin Gadav, Koyin Gadav says, Le'aviv u'liimai la'yitama. Why by the Koyin Hedyot it says the mother first, and by the Koyin Gadav it says the father first? Says Rav Meir Yechiel of Oistreitz, it's Pashut, that if it says Le'imai ula aviv, it means the mother died even though the father's alive. If it says La'aviv ula imai, it's mashma the father died even though the mother's alive. It said it each way specifically. Why? By Kohen Hedyot, it's saying you're allowed to be metame to the mother even if the father is alive, and the father could be Oisek in the Kvura. On the other hand, by the Kohen Gadol, it's saying you're not allowed to be metame to the mother, even if the father's not alive, even if the father passed away, and there's no one to there's no one in the family to be metapa with the mother, you're not allowed to be metame. So it specifically said it in these two different ways by the Kohen Gadol as a chiddush le'imai. You're allowed to be metame even if the father is alive. And by Kohen Gadol, you're now to be metame to the mother, even though the father's not alive. Then, number two, the pasuk says, Lah yitama. Lah yitama. Kiyim l'shera karoi Lah yitama. You could be metame to her, to the sister. Rashi says it's a mitzvah. Question. What's Rashi adding? Obviously, if the Torah says to do something, it's a mitzvah to do it. What's the adding? Lah yitama. So the say Rav David Lida, the author of Ira David, says as follows. The Gemara brings a story about Rabbi Yosef HaKoyen, that his wife died in Erev Pesach, and he didn't want to become tamei to her. The Chachamim forced him, and they made him become tamei against his will. When Rashi says mitzvah means not just it's a mitzvah on the person, Bezdin is commanded to enforce that the relative be metame to the relative even if they don't want to. Masha Inkin, other mitzvahs, Bezdin doesn't necessarily enforce. Okay. Now we're going to go to the parsha of the Mayadim. Oyim v'noira. The Gemara says in Kedushin on Daf Lamed, hey. The Gemara, the Tosfos on Kedushin Daf Lamed, hey, brings the question of the Yushalmi. That it says that when Klal Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael, they didn't eat matzah because of they didn't have yashan, they only had chadash. So ask the Yushalmi, why don't we say the aseh of Be'erev Toichlu Matzos pushes off the lois aseh of chadash? That's the question Tosfos brings from the Yushalmi. Why doesn't the mitzvah of matzah push off the Yisrael of chadash? Says Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz the following answer. The Gemara says during the Avelos of Moshe, 300 halachas were forgotten. One of them was Shiurin. Therefore, we cannot allow Aseh to be Doichalos Aseh. How much matzah are you going to eat? If you're going to eat a kezias, well, maybe the shir matzah is kebeah. And so you weren't mekayim the mitzvah. And now you're over on chadash. You're over on the Isra chadash. Elamai, where the Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz says, well, maybe Isra chadash would also be kebeah, but then you would be over on Isra chadash bechatzi shir. Elamai eat two kezaisim. Well, maybe the shir is kezayis. And the second kezias you weren't allowed to eat because it wasn't an aseh d'chalos aseh. So in other words, Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz says the reason they couldn't employ aseh d'chalos aseh is this was in the aftermath of the Ptira of Moshe, where one of the halachos that were forgotten were shiurin. So if shiurin were forgotten, aseh d'chalos aseh can only work if you know the precise shir. Next observation, Parshas Emor is the Iker Parsha of the Mayadim. Parsha's Pinchas is not the Iker Parsha of the Mayadim. It's the Parsha of the Musafim. The Mayadim there are mentioned. Agav the Musafim. But this is the Iker Parsha of the Mayadim. In that case, why would it be that it says Zichroin Shrua in Parsha's Emor and Yoim Shrua in Parsha's Pinchas? Shouldn't it say Yom Shrua in the Parsha Samar by the Iker Parsha of the Mayadim? So says Reb Yitzchak ben Reb Nissen, the author of Kehilas Yitzchak. The first Rosh Hashanah that Klal Yisrael had after Kabbalas HaTorah was Shabbos. What's the Raya? Well, we know the first Pesach was a Thursday. And based on the mnemonic At Bashgar, that means the third day of Pesach was Shabbos, and that means then Rosh Hashanah was Shabbos. So the first Rosh Hashanah in history was Shabbos. Therefore, the Parsha of the Mayadim is discussing specifically the very first Rosh Hashanah in history, which is Zichroin Teruah. Ulakachtem lachem bayom harishayin. Says Rabbi Yaakov Lee Hamburger. There's a medrash ulakachtem lachem bayom harishayin lechaper al chet rishayin, that we take the dalin minim to mechaper the sin of Adam harishayin. Well, then it's a little bit of an odd calendar date to be mechaper the sin of Adam harishayin. Why wouldn't we take it on Rosh Hashanah when Adam Rishon sinned? So he brings the Medrash. There is a Medrash. He brings this in the Sefer Kol Yaakov. Vayera vayivoyker yoim echad, ze yoim hakipurim. There is a Medrash that the first day of creation was Yom Kippur. Would then be mashma that if the first day of creation was Yom Kippur, the 10th of Tishrei, the sixth day of creation was Sukkot, which would then make it that Adam HaRishon ate from the Eitz Hadas on Sukkot. Therefore, Chazal say, Lekachtem lachem b'yom HaRishon ti mechaper on the chet of Adam HaRishon, which was on this day. Okay, moving right along. Many svarim bring down that on the 15th day of Shvat, you should pray for good dalad minim. The remez is, says Reb Yechiel Michel Stern, Chamisha Asar B'Shvat, which has a numerical value of 1,236, is the same numerical value as Lechavein al Esroig Lulav Hadas V'Arava. Arava, lechavin al esroig lulav hadas arava. Have in mind for your citron, your palm, your myrtles, and your willows. Okay. Now we're going to talk about the lulav a little bit. The Vilna Gaon brings down an amazing remez to lulav. that the lulav is merumas in the beginning of Chumash Devarim. Sefer Devarim encapsulates the whole Torah. The five first psukim of Devarim encapsulate the whole Devarim. These five psukim correspond to Chamishe Chumshe Torah. The first four psukim have 248 oisiyos, ramach oisiyos, keneged ramach mitzvah saseh. The lulav encapsulates the ramach mitzvah saseh. The lulav encapsulates the whole Tanakh. What's the first letter of Tanakh? Beis. What's the first letter of Chumash? Beis. The last letter of Chumash, lamed. So that's lulav has a lamed and a beis. The first letter of Nevi'im is a vav, vayihi. The last letter of Nevi'im is a lamed. Lulav is a Rashi Tevois. The Rashi Tevois and Soivei Tevois of Chamishe Chumshe Torah and Nevi'im. Therefore, the first two psukim of Devarim have 22 words. The first two psukim of Devarim, there are 22 words in the first pasuk. There are 10 words in the second pasuk, a total of 32. Keneged what it says in Sefer Yetzirah that Hashem created the world with 32 nesivos of Torah. And in the first two psukim, there are 32 words. And in the second two psukim, there are 36 words. Lamed beis, lamed vav, lulav. So lulav is merames, is merumas in the beginning of Devarim. Then we have something very interesting, that the Esrog is called pre-Eitz Hadar. Why is it referred to as the Hadar? In what way is it Hadar? Because it lives on the tree. It's Dar B'ilanoi Mishana Lashana. It's called Hadar Shedar. So simply, it's a play on words. It says beautiful, but it doesn't mean Hadar. It means Hadar. It lives on the tree the whole year. But Rabbi Chil Michel Stern says he heard in the name of Rabbi Shloima of Kalish, the son-in-law of the Chalkas Yoav, that if it lives on the tree the whole year, then it's beautiful. What is a greater beauty for a tree than if it has fruits the whole year? It's not just a play on words. It says beautiful, but it means it lives on the tree the whole year. What is more of a grandeur and a beauty for a tree than a tree that has fruits on it the whole year? So it's not some kind of outside reading or exegesis. It's thematic to the word. It's beautiful in the sense its beauty is featured in that it lives on the tree. It graces the tree the whole year. Okay. He brings from Hagoyin Reb Chaim Rappaport, from the Sefer Oitzreis Chaim. Why do we take the Esrog? Why not an avocado? Avocados are very big these days. People really are into avocados. Or a mango. Why Esrog? We know because the Esrog, it's Tam Ho'etz Ketam HaPri. Okay. What is significant about the fact that the bark tastes like the tree? So the Gemara says in Sukkah, because Hashem originally created trees that way, but the trees didn't listen, and only the Esrog listened. So to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Hashem, the Esrog was chosen because the Esrog fulfilled the tzivoy of Hashem. So says Reb Chaim Rappaport, this explains the Havamina of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Ve'ema palpalin. How do you know it's an Esrog? Maybe you should take pepper, spices. Why is the Gemara only asking on palpalim? He says, because palpalim also, the Gemara says, is tam ho'etz ketam apri. Spices, the bark, the tree itself, tastes like the spice, tastes like the fruit. So that's why the Gemara had a havamina that should be the correct choice. Okay. Now, ki basukos hoshavti, the chida in the Sefer Simchas HaRegel brings a Masoira, three times it says ki, ki basukos hoshavti, ki ner mitzvah v'toira ar, and ki barachoiv nalin. Says Hagoyin Rav Avram Mardechai, the author of Damesek Eliezer, quoted in the journal Habe'er. We know that mavoi gavoya me'esim ama psula, you have to lower it, less than 10 tfachim is also pasul. Sukkah, gavaya lamal me'esmer ala, psula. If it's it also needs to be higher than 10 tvachim. Ner Chanukah has to, lamal me'asamala psula. It also mitzvah lechatchila lanicha b'toich asara. Mitzvah lanicha b'toich asara. There, dafka, it's, each one has the following restriction: 20 and 10. Each one according to its guideline. So therefore, there are three. We have a Masorah. It says ki. Ki is Chaf Yud, 20:10. There are three halachos in the Torah that the guidelines are 20 and 10. One is ki basukos hashavti. One is ki ner mitzvah Chanukah, and one is mavoi ki barachoiv nalin. We're going to sleep in the mavoi. So remez to the three areas of halacha that the guidelines are to esrim and asara. Okay, one more, number 10. Kol ha'ezrach b'Yisrael yeshu b'sukkos. We know that on Sukkos we have a tradition based on the Zayar that we have guests come to our sukkah u'shpizin. On the day of the week that is the u'shpizin of Aron HaKohen, that is the day of the week that Aron HaKohen's yahrzeit, Rosh Chodesh Av, will come out that year. On the day of the week of the Ushpizin of Aaron, that year, that will be the day of the week of Aaron's yahrzeit. On the day of the week that Shavuos comes out, which is the yahrzeit of David, that will be the day of the week of David's Ushpizin, Hoshana Rabbah. Hoshana Rabbah, the Ushpizin will be the week, will be the day of Atzeres. And on the day that Lag BaOmer comes out, which is the Patira of the Rashbi, that will be the same day of the week as the fourth day of Sukkos, which is the Yeshpizin of Moshe Rabbeinu, as we know that there is a soul bond between Moshe Rabbeinu and the Rashbi. As we know that even those who say La Omer call it Lag BaOmer. Why? Why don't you call it Lag La'omer? It's to get the following gematria. Lag Ba'omer is gematria Moshe. So, therefore, we don't even though I say La happens to be, but to preserve that gematria, it's brought in the Tamei HaMenhagim. Anyway, these are some sharp Divrei Torah from the Sefer Peninei Kedem of Rabbi Chiel Michal Stern on Parshas Emor. Watching everyone. A wonderful day. Hatzlacha.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.